This is Deshauna McLam with Blog Talk Radio. We're going live with God's Work. Are you on the line, sir? We're going to give him a minute to sign in, but we're going to start playing some music just to get us started. And praise God for today. For today was, we did not know what was going to happen on today, but some people didn't make it. And here we are living life. And I ask that you live life to the fullest. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
Okay, we're having a problem getting our guest signed in. I just need Hello? A few minutes. Hello, God's work?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, praise God. I was just going to let the world know that we were having a problem getting signed in, but I'm thankful that you were able to make it in. So today, we're just going to talk about some things. I want you to remind everyone of your testimony. So if you just want to say where you came up with, where God led you to select the name God's Work for your ministry, and just go into that a little bit right now.
You said my gospel music came about?
Well, first, how did you come about the anointed name God's Work? Where did that come from? When did God minister to you at that point and give you that name?
Well, I was actually I used to do secular music, and I quit music altogether once I realized how powerful our words are. People were telling me I should do gospel music, but I didn't think I would go that route. And eventually, he worked it back into my life. And when he did, I didn't want to keep the same name. I actually didn't want people to be able to find my old music because I felt like I only wanted the positive music out there in the atmosphere. I only wanted to promote that. But, God knows our history, and it's all for a reason. He do things for a strategic purpose. And I asked him to bless me with the right name, though, and the name that came about was God's Work. And basically because I am God's work, but then again, everyone can relate because we're all God's work. So, when everybody got the T-shirts that say I am God's work, everybody can relate. And, I basically I just prayed about it and asked him to lead me and guide me.
Amen, amen. And I know that he is leading and guiding you. Can you share again with the world your testimony? Because some people may not have saw it on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and I just want to make sure that we cover all bases. So give us a testimony, because we're about to play one of your songs, and that song is He Saved Me. And so how did God save you to do the work?
I was out in the streets, and I was living a street life, and I was always taught and told to pray, but as I was out there, I prayed for something and he answered it, and the devil was trying to tell me it was a coincidence. So I prayed for something else, and God answered it again. And once I seen that, I just really needed to know what was written in that Bible. So I started reading the Bible while I was selling drugs. I didn't want people to know what I was doing, so I would be in my room reading the Bible. I would go out and make myself come right back in and read the Bible and learn what I was learning. And basically, he began to answer my prayers so much so. And then on top of answering my prayers, he started revealing to me the other side of the drug game. I'm only seeing the money and what I could gain from it, but he started showing me the children who aren't eating because their parents are spending all the money on drugs. And then the people who who truly wanted to quit but couldn't because it had a hold on her life. It was destroying her life. So he started blessing me. He started showing me the other side of it. And he let me know that while he's answering my prayers, I'm out here helping to kill his people, you know. So I eventually began to think, if he's answering my prayers when I'm doing wrong, what would he do when I try to get a job? And I tried that. I quit hustling in the middle of a drought. I was trying to find a job in the middle of a recession. So I ended up stuck in the middle where I couldn't go backwards or forwards because the people in the streets couldn't keep their clientele, and then the people who normally held jobs couldn't keep a job. So he basically, what he did with me was took all the money away from me, because in my old music, I glorified money, I praised money. He took all the money away from me, and then he began to provide for me. And I didn't know it at the time. I actually thought I was losing because I still wanted a job. I was like, why can't I get a job? But what he was doing was showing me who my God was, how powerful he is. A lady told me to pray strategically when I pray, specifically when I pray. When I pray for something, pray specifically. And when I started doing it like that, he started answering my prayers specifically, exactly how I prayed for him. It just began to blow my mind. So, you know, I finally let go of doing the secular music as well, because I didn't know that that was wrong. But, you know, life and death is in the pride of tongue. The tongue cut like a sword. Man shall eat good by the fruit of his lips. You know, I began to understand that you can't get salt water and fresh water from the same spout, same spigot. So I quit music altogether, and eventually he worked gospel music back into my life. So that's how it pretty much went. You know, it's been 10 years since I quit selling drugs, so I didn't give up everything right away. It was a process to it. I fought him a lot of the way, not knowing what he had in store for me. But I just thank God for where I'm at now in my life. And that's the short version. I got a lot of testimonies I could tell. He's a great God, a sovereign God, and a holy God.
Amen. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I just was laughing. I didn't want to spend too much time talking about everything, but yeah, I bought a car without a job when I couldn't get a job, and that blew my mind because I always worked or hustled to try to get a car when I needed one, but this time I prayed for it, and I prayed specifically, bless me with a car that ride good, look good. People say, how you get it for that price? And not only did he bless me with it, but the way he did it, it came to me, and I turned it down. And then I still ended up with it, you know. So it's like, it was definitely about faith. And then I learned that I couldn't stop my blessing. So there's nobody in this world who could stop my blessing. When God got something for me, it's for me. And that goes for all of us. So it's just a blessing. I had an understanding that I have now. And it came from reading the Bible and learning through the Bible, but also the experiences that he put me through. Every situation that God has us in, I learned, is very strategic, and it's something that we either need to learn from, or we might be put in a position to learn something, teach somebody something, or you know, it's just a process. Everything's strategic with God. You look back on it, and you'll see how it helps you in the long run.
Amen. And I wanted to share something before we played your song. It's sometimes we have a feeling of unworthiness in his presence. And we feel that we're unworthy because of things that we've done, and we hinder ourselves by not repenting, by not asking forgiveness for ourselves and others, by not going to God and accepting salvation. And we know that salvation is just a confession and a belief. And if we start with that, then God will do the rest. You said, that it took some time. So, yes, it's going to take some time, but God says, come as you are right now with that confession and belief, and I'll do the work, because it's truly God's work that's going to get it done. Amen. So let's play your song, your fourth track of He Saved Me.
Just
Sorry, I had a technical difficulty on my side, and but I heard you say victory. I heard you say outcome. I heard you say the enemy is deceitful, but I am a testimony. And
amen.
I am a testimony. So that was just a snippet of what the public is going to get. I love how your voice is so clear, crystal clear, because in the music today, sometimes when gospel, hip-hop artists or rappers speak, you cannot hear a word that they're saying. It's not clear. I don't know if you're telling me to accept Christ or you can be telling me something else. But in your music, in your music, I can hear everything. And it's not deceitful. It's from the heart. And I can feel your passion as you're doing your thing. And I just love that about your music. Did you want to say anything about the snippet of the music that we heard, He Saved Me?
That's one of my favorite songs on the CD. I just want to give all the glory to God, you know, and like I said before, He's strategic in everything He does. When I was doing secular music, I was actually it was a group of us, of my friends, and one of my friend's older brothers. He would always like push me, you know, say it clear, make sure you're clear, make sure you're enunciating. You know, he would push me so hard to the point I kind of thought he was picking with me, you know. And you know what? The great thing about him, he actually told me, he pushed me like he did. And later on, he explained to me why he was pushing me so hard. But one of the great things about him is I was stuck in the streets, and that was all my mentality. I had a mind that I was going to blow up and be a gangster rapper. And he told me, he said, when I finally started rapping it the way he wanted me to rap it, like as far as the clearness and the aggression in it, you know, the powerfulness behind it, he told me, he said, now when you do it the other way, don't change nothing. And I'll never forget that he said that, but I did, like, it's like he's seen it. He knew, you know what I mean? And like, I never seen it coming, you know what I mean? But it's like he's seen it, and he knew. He told me when I switch it up, that's what he was telling me. When I switch it up, don't change nothing about it. Come the same way I'm coming now. And it just, as I think about it now when I'm in my life, it just really blows my mind, because it's like, I mean, but it shouldn't, though, because, you know, God shows us things, and He lets us know. And that's evidently something God showed him. But I just give God all the glory. You know, He strategically does things in our life that sets us up for the destiny that He has for us. And I thank Him for blessing me to accept Him, you know, so I could be a part of this. It's an honor to be doing what He wants me to do.
Amen, amen. And like I was saying before, sometimes people get a feeling of unworthiness in His presence. And I wanted to share something out of a prayer book that I have, and I wanted it to minister to the spirit of the world, because being that we stay in things for long periods of time, a lot of times we think that we are unworthy. So let me go right into that. And it says, sometimes we realize God's awesome and we feel unworthy to be in His presence or to go to Him due to His true love and character. The truth is that when we become His dear children through Jesus Christ, we are made worthy and restored to Him. God desires us to do more than just just ask Jesus Christ into our heart and become converted. We are to continue in an ongoing relationship with him. Even in maintaining our relationship with him, he knows that we need his help, and he is faithful to us by supplying it. This is not a come-to-him-one-time deal. He desires for us to grow closer to him, getting to know him through any ongoing and continuous basis. We mature and grow in him, many things in our lives will be seen for what they truly are. So remember, God already knew that those things were in your life before you chose to give your life to him. Our Heavenly Father wants to reveal things to us so that we can see the lies that we have been told and believe. He wants us to be set free in areas of our life where we are deceived. We used to believe a lie and thought it was okay. But in other words, we come to him and exchange whatever the darkness is for the truth and receive a fresh, new way of thinking and living, causing you and me and the world to be changed. Therefore, coming closer to him, he has taken the first step, and now it's up to us to respond by taking the next step by accepting the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I just wanted to share that because that is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to remember that God already, he already knew those things that we did in the past. And when we come to accept him, we must walk boldly and strongly and know, yes, things are going to come against us, but he's going to build us up and teach us how to fight.
Right.
And teach us how to fight. And I love the compilation of your music where it just speaks to a lot of things. Glory be to God, complete control, victory. He saved me, life more abundantly. High or low, day and night, the victory remix. You are a big deal, living righteous, and I can walk on water. By the time you finish with your whole album, you get to the 11th track, people are going to say, yes, they can walk on water too.
Glory be to God.
Yes, I believe that. Now, I want to know if you have any closing words, because we have about 5 or 6 minutes. Or anything that you wanted to say, God's word, what is the prophetic word that God gave you for today?
It would just be to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. I was actually praying. I didn't know what I wanted to do at one point in my life, and I was really praying to him, and I was asking God help me because I was actually wanting to get my CDL, and I was stuck between working my 8-hour job, sometimes 9 and 10 hours. And beyond that, I wanted to study for my CDL, but to be honest, I wanted to read the Bible. The Bible is my favorite book. So, you know, when you're studying for your CDL, you actually got to study and retain this information, so it takes time. So after going to work and then having, you know, a certain amount of time at work, certain amount of time asleep, I really just want to be in the Bible for real. But as far as, like, natural senses, it's like you got to step your pay grade up. You got to do something that changes things. And so that makes me want to study the CDL book. Now, I was praying to God, and help me, God, because you know what I want to do. Spiritually, I know that following you is the right way of reading your Bible, but should I be studying this book? And one day, I got the Bible app on my phone, so one day I'm going to make a phone call, and my phone malfunctions, and you know, Jesus' words are in red. All of a sudden, the Bible app pops up, and I can't even remember what scripture it was, to be honest, but the Bible popped up, and all the words were black and white, and then the only red letters were follow me. And I seen that. It blew my mind because I was trying to make a phone call, but around that time, I was praying to God, like, God, help me. Show me which way I should go, and he said, follow me. Now, one thing that I want to add on to that is, my last two jobs that I worked at, I actually dreamed them 2 years before I walked into them, but I didn't know I was dreaming them. And he was so strategic in giving me the dreams that he had my cousin came with me in the one dream. And I couldn't understand it because my cousin had a different job. So he had my cousin with me in the one dream. And I'm like, why keep having these similar dreams, you know? Well, I turn around and walk into the one dream, which was a warehouse. I walk into that warehouse, and the moment I walk in, I'm like, this is the place from the dream, and I've never seen that place before in my life. So, like, he showed me that ahead of time. And then I turn around, and I got fired from that job, which it was a good thing because those people were actually, like, it was a bad place to work for. Well, anyway, I got fired from that job, and right after that, I walked right into my next dream. And it was a year later, you know, I walked right into my next dream. I walk into the job and I recognize this is the place from the dream. And not only that, my cousin's working with me. But he had gave me both the dreams in 1 week. In 1 week, he showed me where I would be the next 2 years of my life. And it blew my mind as I walked into him. And not only that, my cousin was still working at a different job when I dreamed that me and him was working together. And, you know, as I walked into that second job, me and my cousin were working together again, just like in a dream. So it blew my mind just. It's like he gave me a glimpse. Like, here, you're concerned about your future, but this, I have your whole life in my hands. If you just follow me, I have your whole life in my hands, you know? And it's just a blessing to understand that because I don't have to worry or be concerned about anything. I just trust God and be who he called me to be.
Amen. Amen. So we want to thank you for being with us today. We want to thank thank God for allowing us to work through our situation and get you on the line because I know we had a few issues in the beginning.
Yeah.
But we're going to go out with this song, I Need Your Glory. Show me your glory, Lord. And we want to tell the people to please sign in to Blog Talk Radio every Friday with the Queen Mac at 1 o'clock. This Friday, our topic will be Lean on Your Life, L-I-E-N. Don't sign a contract with the devil. We know the devil is busy, but he is not going to win. And I thank you for coming on today. And I know you have to get back to whatever you have to get back in your day. But know that God is with you, and he said to follow him. And I trust and believe that you will follow him. Remain humble, young man, and keep
Amen.
That spirit of glory in your life. And I thank you. So we're going to sign out, Blog Talk Radio, the Queen Mac, and we thank you, God's work, for showing up today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Everyone have a blessed day. I appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, world, for tuning in.